In episode 1, Homer the Whopper, two vandals saw the head off a statue in the town square. It falls and lands on Ralph Wiggum. At school, Bart writes lines on the blackboard. The sentence he repeats reads, "The class hamster isn't just sleeping." Bart flies out of the school building on his skateboard. Homer's shift finishes at the nuclear power plant. He drops a luminous green bar that bounces and falls down the back of his shirt. Maggie gets scanned with the groceries at the supermarket checkout as Marge reads a magazine. The music teacher tells Lisa to leave as her saxophone playing drowns out the other children's instruments. At the family home, Homer's car skids to a halt. Bart bounces off the car's roof on his skateboard as Lisa arrives home on her bike. Marge hits Homer with her car, crashes through the doorway into the house. The lounge has turned into a subway station. A train pulls in, the carriage doors open to reveal the contents of their lounge. The family jump in and sit on the sofa, the carriage doors close and the train pulls away. Bart and Milhouse are outside the Android's dungeon and baseball card shop. Comic book guy is behind the counter, drawing on a pad.
Milhouse, watch me make a loser lose it.
Oh, customers, how I hate them.
Excuse me, I just heard that before Spider-Man was a movie, it was a comic book. Is that possible?
What the... Suffering Steve Ditko! How can you not know that Spider-Man first appeared in 1962's classic Amazing Fantasy number 15?
Gah! Ooh, 12 cents. I'll take 8.
What the... You idiot! Mint condition copies are like $40,000 each! Must lie down on pile of unsold Hulk hands!
Hulk smash! Hulk smash! Hulk smash!
Huh? What's this?
Bart picks up a comic strip.
Everyman? He's not a hero from Marvel, DC, Image, or Wildstorm.
It was a typical day for delivery man Avery Mann, until...
Help! Bank robbers!
Shut your yap!
Time for this average man to disappear.
Look at that fat guy, beating it like an egg.
Yeah, he's scrambling like an egg.
Egg.
Laugh while you can.
Every man absorbs the powers of every superhero whose comic book he touches.
Power absorption power. Absorb!
Every man places his hand on the boy's Iron Man comic and transforms into the superhero.
It's just a flying fan, so keep robbing.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Put me in Sing Sing! It's safer!
One of the robbers makes his escape.
Hey! Perfect. Plastic Man powers. Absorb!
Every man's leg stretches out and forms a cage around the fleeing robber.
Going somewhere? Every man will stop every crime, every time! And I am Every Man!
Put my comic down!
You made this?
Shut up! No one is interested in the critical judgment of a worthless child.
Actually, I like it.
You what now?
Every man is awesome! Reading it, I escaped from my troubles! Now they're back in spades.
Have you shown this to anyone?
No. If copies got out, it would be ridiculed by the online community. Son of Spock, the Dork Knight, I killed Kenny 6475.
Don't be afraid of them. They're just lamos like yourself.
Two of them are me.
Very well. I shall self-publish!
How many issues have you written?
Just 335, including the controversial number 289, featuring the death of Marmaduke.
Ooh.
At school, all the children are reading Everyman comics.
Comic book guy's been writing these for years. Who knew a troubled person could be creative?
Yeah, still waters run deep.
Nelson spray paints modern art on a wall while performing ballet dance moves. At the Springfield copy shop, Bart and Lisa help comic book guy load a van with cartons filled with the Everyman comics.
I'm so rich! I'm so rich!
Matt Groening loads his van with cartons from the Bongo Comics group. Everyman comics are delivered to stores all over town where children eagerly await to buy them. An astronaut reads a copy out in space as his ship explodes when a stray satellite hits it. Meanwhile, at the One Week Wonder film studio...
All right, what's our next big summer franchise? Come on.
You want an original idea?
Yes. Let your imaginations run free. Something that's never been a movie before, but feels like it has.
Extension
cords!
Mixed nuts!
Car keys!
We've already made everything that could possibly be a movie into a great movie. There's nothing left.
Dad, can we go? I've watched all the DVDs in the Bentley.
Jonah, what's that in your hand?
Oh, big surprise that you don't know what this is. It's only Everyman, the coolest comic book ever.
What are his powers?
All of them.
That's it. Our next big summer movie will be Everyman.
Marv, Ginormous Pictures bought the rights to Everyman 3 weeks ago.
Damn it!
3 weeks earlier.
We at Ginormous Pictures are incredible fans and think Everyman would make a fantastic movie.
Oh, really? The way you thought Stratego would make a good movie. You'd expect us to believe that a Red Scout would date a Blue General. Guffaw.
Hey, don't blame us. Brett Ratner had Final Cut.
And we're aware of who had what cut.
Comic book guy cricks his hands, neck, and even his ponytail.
Let me get to the point. It is not money I am after, or women. I know that is impossible. What I want is to pick the actor who will play Everyman.
No can do.
Thank you. But we never give thank you.
They'll laugh us out of Hollywood.
I repeat, thank you.
Fine. You got it.
Thank you. I played hardball with Hollywood. The closest I will ever come to playing a sport in my life.
Casting for the role begins.
Wherever there's a crime to be solved, I will be there to solve it. And there's more, but my fax machine ran out of ink, so I can't read it. Do you know where you can buy ink for an Amiga brand fax machine?
Thank you. That was great.
You want to see it any other way, like Sad or Brooklyn or a Richard Nixon voice?
Pass.
But I already bought a boat with the money you were going to pay me.
Come on, comic book guy. You've got to pick someone. We've already read three people.
Don't you latte-sipping leeches understand? I've seen enough of these Hollywood super hunks. We need a dumpy, unappealing loser. An everyman.
Can you help me out?
I need change for a dollar. Oh, I also need a dollar.
Comic book guy's eyes light up as he imagines Homer as the everyman character.
You are acceptable!
Great! Do you want to see me naked?
Oh, there's no nudity in this movie.
What movie?
Let's go around the table and everybody say one amazing thing that happened to them today. Lisa?
Well, I qualified for the National Math Bee.
Great. Marge, go.
Guess who the Garden Club elected president?
You. Awesome. Next.
No, I lost.
Eh, they can go to hell. Bart?
Dr. Hibbert found out my thyroid isn't pumping out enough.
Time's up. Okay, Maggie. Suck, suck. That takes us to me. Some Hollywood idiots hired me to star in a movie.
Whoa!
At Ginormous Picture Studio.
Homer, we have a problem.
Fine, I'll get back to the Oscars I stole from the lobby. Do you want the Golden Globe?
No, no. But we have a bigger problem.
Homer, my brother and I showed this picture of you to a cross-section of typical moviegoers.
Not one thought you looked like a superhero.
Several people stared at the sun, attempting to blind themselves.
Stared at the sun against every animal instinct they had.
We need you to slim down, muscle up, and become the everyman people want to be instead of the one they actually are.
I don't know if I can. I'm a yo-yo dieter. Yo, hot dog man! Yo, peanuts! Why aren't you laughing? Don't you know what yo means?
Maybe I can help. Lyle McCarthy.
Finally, the answer to my problem. What do you do?
He's the trainer to the stars.
Here's what Brad and Angelina looked like before they met me.
They look good with a little meat on their bones.
Come with me. Take my hand, Homer, and wave goodbye to fat you.
Goodbye, fat me.
You sure that guy who created Everyman's gonna like this?
Him? He's gone Hollywood.
Comic book guy hosts a party at his luxury home.
A lot of people have come to this town and changed, but not me. Now, excuse me, I have to read a story to my adopted Cambodian orphan. Nannies, produce the child and the story. Hello, Prius. Give Daddy a kiss. Mwah.
Homer, do you know why you eat?
Because I'm swallowing my frustrations and disappointments?
Something bad happens and you cope by cramming a donut in your mouth.
Yeah, well, you don't always have time to...
I'm going to teach you healthy emotional alternatives to eating. We don't have much time, so we'll do it in a montage to the song Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, that song's a little on the nose. Can we do it to David Bowie's Heroes?
Yeah, it's your montage.
Homer starts doing star jumps.
This montage sounds really exhausting. How about I just do a walking around sad montage?
No.
A montage of me turning a ragtag Little League team into state runners-up?
No.
Me using funny modes of transportation like a hot air balloon and a camel and finally a pickup truck full of chickens? Then I get out of the truck and go thank the driver, but then I see the driver as a chicken?
Let's just skip ahead a month.
1 month later.
10,002, and fit.
Lyle checks several of his mobile phones.
I gotta take this. Toby! Cider House rules!
Total wuss.
Seabiscuit, you keeping off the sugar cubes?
I hate this guy.
I love this guy! Tobe, we talked about this. If the rice ain't brown, don't chow down. Look, I gotta bail. I'm with every man right now.
No, don't worry. He totally sucks. I'm only lying to him.
Goodbye!
Bad bye.
Was that Toby Maguire?
Hey, hometown buffet. Like I told John Travolta, my client list is private. You know what? Enough chit-chat. Hit the pole. Stripper up, fireman down.
And sexy.
Heroic.
Sexy.
Heroic.
And sexy.
Heroic. Earn that money.
Found this on the roof.
Well, I think we've seen the last of the purple pariah. Thanks, every man.
Don't thank me. Thank Captain America for giving me the patriotism to want to save the president's life. And thank Wonder Woman for giving me the boobs to distract the guards.
And cut.
What'd you think, kids?
That was awesome! Although there were a few holes in his story.
That's the problem when you have 17 writers. But don't worry, we have 2 fresh ones working on it.
Maggie and a chimp tap away on laptop computers. At home, Homer pulls a nightshirt over his well-toned torso.
Homie, take your shirt off again. Oh, there's less of you to love, but I love you even more. Nah, what was that?
Your other hand.
Oh.
Filming continues. Homer as Everyman is on the roof of a burning building. A helicopter swoops down and fires at him. He grabs a large spanner and hurls it at the helicopter, hitting its rotor blades. The helicopter plummets down onto the roof, exploding into a ball of flames.
Cut! Terrific! Bring in the next helicopter.
Awesome performance, Homer. I smell Oscar. Oscar, take a shower or a tomato bath or something, please!
This life is the greatest. I get paid a fortune, I've got a closet full of free sneakers and watches, and I get to hire my friend.
At least you get to see my face, unlike Carl.
I'm being paid to do what I love.
A lot of things come and go in life, but not fame and fitness.
Homer! Homer Sapien, can I have a word with you? I know this is a bad time, but I'm leaving for another gig.
Is that all this temporary job was to you? A gig?
Don't take it personally, home team.
But how will I keep from overeating?
Just remember what I taught you.
But you taught me the only people who can stay thin are those who can afford $5,000 a week nutritional consultants.
I have taught you well. Goodbye.
Lyle unzips his top and holds it open as he jumps from the top of the building. He glides down to the street and sits down next to a bus stop. A bus pulls up and he jumps aboard.
He's gone. One cheese cube couldn't hurt. Oh, this other cheese cube stuck to the first one. Well, that still technically counts as one. It's bad luck to eat an even number of cheese cubes.
Homer tucks into a large plate of cubed cheese as the film crew look on.
Don't look at me! Don't look at me! You watch!
Avery, I swear, you're the only man in Gothamopolis who's never seen Everyman.
Well, one thing's for sure, I'm not Everyman.
Homer winks at the camera. His trousers then burst open, revealing his Everyman suit.
Cut!
This is a disaster.
I'm getting a bad feeling about this film. The star's overweight, we're way over budget, and the grasshopper raptor we built seems to have developed an evil mind of its own.
The creature eats a man sitting on a chair, then spits out the chair that has Sir Ben Kingsley written on the back. Homer pulls on his now tight-fitting nightshirt.
Oh, Marge, I'm ready for some lovin'.
Come and get me!
A button bursts off Homer's trousers and hits Marge in the head.
Marge, speak to me!
I think you may have put on a little weight.
Nag, nag, nag.
At the Quickie Mart.
Apu, I have to lose weight now. Do you have anything that'll make me vomit?
Well, I don't know. I might have some milk that has expired. Ah, here we are. A delightful buttermilk from 1961. Oh, 61. Everyone was twisting again like they did the previous summer.
Apu pours the lumpy milk into a paper cup.
Whatever you do, do not chew the chunks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Clean up in aisles 3, 2, 1.
Back on the film set.
And action!
What?
Cut! Where's Homer?
In his trailer.
He won't come out?
He can't come out.
A crew used chainsaws to widen Homer's trailer door.
Ugh. This film is an embarrassment of Jarjarian magnitude. As the writer, I demand to express my opinion.
Ooh, I'm afraid that's not gonna happen.
I see. Well, I respect that. And Vulcan Death Grip!
Hollywood ponytail yank!
The security guard throws comic book guy into a bin labeled former studio heads.
My only sin was believing in George Clooney!
Homer attends the Everyman test screening.
How you doing, man?
Ooh, I think we have a clunker here. And I should know, I produced Bad Summer Movie, the parody of Bad Summer Movies that was itself a bad summer movie.
Don't worry, we fixed everything with editing.
Editing solves everything, except my problems with the IRS.
Yeah, how's that going?
The Everyman film plays. A green reptile-like creature hunts down the Everyman character in a strange four-legged vehicle. Homer's bulbous stomach protrudes from an iron girder that he hides behind.
Everyman, show yourself.
I'm right here. I've been here all along.
In the action sequence, Homer's appearance constantly alters between a muscular, slim physique and the large, rounded shape Homer is normally associated with.
Half the shots he's fat, half the shots he's thin. It's taking me out of the moment, like when you're kissing a girl and she burps.
Who is in charge of continuity on this picture?
I tried to show them the Polaroids. They wouldn't look.
It's your job to get their attention. Nobody takes responsibility anymore.
Well, I just wanted to get back into the business after I had my kids.
Yeah, well, now those kids have an embarrassment for a mother.
Lyle meets Homer at the cinema.
Homeboy. What happened, dude? You went from every man to everywhere, man.
What happened is you left. Who did you leave me for? Tell me. I can take it.
Okay, it was Turtle from Entourage.
I knew it!
Come on, Home Run. It's okay, Home Alone. Look, I'm sorry. Let me make this up to you. I'll train you. Then leave you again. Then come back and train you. It's how I make my money.
Just you and me?
You, me, and Turtle.
That could work.
He is a great guy. He's an awful guy.
You just said both those things to me.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Look, comic book guy, about the movie. We know it's not great.
Yeah, the projectionist hung himself with the final reel.
But you created Everyman. Your fans will think whatever you tell them.
If you put the word out that this movie is good, we'll let you direct the sequel.
You would let me direct Everyman 2, Rise of the Revenge?
Absolutely. All you have to do is tell your army of internet dweebs to go see this movie.
Sell my soul for Hollywood lucre, or stay true to my lofty ideals. Everyman, the motion picture, is the culmination of a lifelong dream. And I was one of the few who saw that dream realized on screen last night. If there is one fault to find with this $200 million production, it is that this is the worst movie ever! And send and sip.
Though legislation was passed to ensure every man was never seen on screens again, he remains in the hearts of every man, woman, and child looking for justice or just hoping to see bad people beaten up.
I'm so cold.
The end.